Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth, Leanna Crawford and Honest. It's 6:08. We have 39 degrees in Mankato. And Ryan, I'm really glad that it's Friday. What a great day.
Yes, very much so.
We're heading toward a great weekend, but I do have a question for you. What day is it?
Okay, let's get into it. It's May 1st.
Yes.
April's gone. Bye.
Goodbye.
It is National Mother Goose Day. Just giving you that one.
Oh.
Yeah, tell some fairy tales, I guess.
Okay.
But that's the kind of thing we're talking about. There's holidays every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So in the What Day is a Game, I take a look at the list of the real holidays that are today. Pick two of them that are May 1st. And then I make one up, and you and Beth try to guess which is the fake day, the made-up day.
Okay.
We've got Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner Day.
All right.
Celebrating a classic phrase, shouted after a big win.
Okay.
Global Love Day.
All right.
Celebrate unity and compassion on Global Love Day.
Sure.
Apparently Valentine's Day was lonely. And then National Chocolate Parfait Day.
Ooh.
Layers of chocolate. Of course, originated in France. Of course.
Sure.
All right. We're going to give you some time to think about it, Beth.
All right.
If you'd like to help her out with your guess, you can text us, 800-810-6758. Don't Google. Just give it your best guess.
Okay.
Here's Jesus Loves from Zach Williams on Kinship Radio. Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. That was Great Are You, Lord, from One Sonic Society. It is 6:18. We've got 38 degrees in Mankato playing the What Day Is It game.
Yeah.
Beth, you've been given your wonderful options, if I do say so myself.
Oh, they're wonderful. Wow. Okay. So we have the first one, Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner day.
Yeah.
Woo!
What a delightful taunt. yeah. And I actually had chicken for dinner yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Yeah. So am I a winner? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Global Love Day. Interesting.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there needs to be more love and compassion in the world.
Yes.
There you go. And then National Chocolate Parfait Day. Yay. I love all things chocolate. I mean,
you know me.
I'm a chocoholic
to
the core. So anyway, there's that. Dan from Marshall, our loyal What Day Is It game helper, does not like Global Love Day.
Come on, Dan. No. I don't think the concept of love is what he's against. He just doesn't think this is a real day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of torn because that one is kind of on the fence for me, too. I will say, you messed with a chocolate day earlier in the week. I don't know if you'd do it twice in a row or twice in a week, so I'm going to call National Chocolate Parfait Day safe.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take that off the table.
Okay.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner? Why would that be a day? I don't get that.
I mean,
at
why
all.
Would most of these real ones be days?
Well, I don't know. I think, Dan, I appreciate you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a different way, and I'm going to say you made up winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I made up winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay.
That means Global Love Day is real.
All right.
So. Show Jesus' love to everyone today.
There you go. While you're eating a chocolate parfait.
Maybe by doing it with chocolate parfaits. Hand them out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Buy two. Share one with a friend.
Who turns those down? Nobody. That's what we say.
I don't.
Well done. Way to finish the week strong, Beth.
Thanks.
Coming up in about a minute, we'll hear from Josh Baldwin and Thank You, Jesus. This is Kinship Radio.